Daddy-o.
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho.
Last Christmas Eve, I didn't feel too jolly. To say the least, I wasn't of good cheer. I seemed to me to be a pointless folly. The price of pleasure had become too dear. And as I watched the shoppers from my window, lost long ago, I wondered when I died, where would my soul go? And realized it was surely down below. And then I felt a strange exhilaration. I knew that I had absolutely nothing left to lose. And so I took a permanent vacation to lose for once and all this Christmas blues. So indeed, my soul was freed. I went to court. The trial was short. The charge was suicide. I was sentenced to be fried. But when I reached the gates of the Inferno, instead of screams, I heard a Christmas carol. And when me face to face with Satan, he said, come on and join the celebration.
Thank you.
and no detergent.
Good cheer, a season of goodwill and fun. And yet, while most of us feel festive, Grinches out there just get restive and spoil it all for everyone. Though it's too much to expect you to be nice, you'll find that life is easy.
Sherry!
cunty, cunty, cunt.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. He parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool you, man. Later. Like Dick?
I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. It's something that you always wanted. You asked me for it all last year. I've tried so hard to wrap it, but it's shaped unorthodox. I tried it in a carton, even tried it in a box. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know what to put it in. Wrappings, but don't know where I should begin. I need one hand to wrap with, another hand to clutch it. It wiggles and it squirms, it even tickles when I touch it. I know just what you want for Christmas. don't know how to wrap it, dear. I want to wrap it up for Christmas, but I can't decide just how it's done. It should be in a pretty package. Unwrapping it is so much fun. It won't be a surprise, it should be a delight. It's the same one you played with last Saturday night. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I can't send it through the mail, because of postal regulations, you might have to go my bail. I'm having so much trouble, I couldn't be forloner. You should see me try to cram it in the mailbox on the corner. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. You're really gonna get it Christmas, because I got the cattle. I don't know how I'm gonna wrap it. May give it to you in a sack. I bathed it and powdered it and sprayed it with perfume. You may even have to chase it all around the room. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it up. You're a little cocker spaniel pup.
Ho, 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 ho! Oh, this is gonna be the merriest Christmas for old Santa. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to drive one
by. Cool it, Dad, cool it. That is from Cobbsville.
Huh? Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm the teenage reindeer, Dad, and I'm gonna help you dole the loop this semester. I'm going to latch onto your wheels for this gig.
Oh, wait a minute, son. What about my steady reindeer? Dasher, Prancer, Dixon, Bixley, Cromit, Cooper, and Switzer.
Man, you've really been away. Don't you know they quit and formed an advertising agency? See, they was too old to cut that around the world in 80 minutes bit.
Well, I've still got room.
Not that red-nosed cat. He's loaded enough now without taking on yours.
You mean you're planning to pull my sled all by yourself?
Why not, Dad? I honed the heads. I ground the cams, stuck on dual glass packs, raked the chassis, chromed the mill, and painted the whole job with 30 coats of candy apple red. Like we really gonna be tooling it, man.
Whatever you say, young fella. However, here's the pile of presents for all the little folks out there in Yuletide Land.
Yuletide Land? Gee. Who writes your dialogue, Dad? Little Orphan Annie?
Let's see now. The bugles and xylophones for your little boys. And dollies and skates are for your little girls.
Oh, no. Lose the xylophones and bugles and skates.
Yeah?
The young cats want bongos to play. And the little chicks, you know, they got eyes for hot biscuits made by Cookie and Elvis.
Hot biscuits? Cookie and Elvis? What are they? The Jolly Bakers?
Oh, Chris, you really cringle. Oh,
now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I'm meaning to jive your drift. I'm ready now to hip the bit. Bug the whale. Cool a dig. Blast the scene. Yeah, bring something round. And we'll have a ball. We're going to be the most substantial. Am I with it, laddie-o?
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho.
About Santa Claus, you want to know what it's all about? Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out, but I want to tell you folks how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. with him. I named a few. I love to name some of them whiskers that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid Spring Valley, where the crab tree grow. Old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boss. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees some of the old cornfield. He hollered Johnny Walker's and bring me a yellow stone. Going down to Grenada Club and getting me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkin family. That was a disgrace that old teacher with the red bird. He'd tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. Pride of what to stop, but up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River when a rum got after him. Chased him down 76, up 51, through champagne velvet, made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Out no California port. Mr. R.W. Harper.